The next patient is Charles Snellgrove, S-N-E-L-G-R-O-V-E. Clinical case of a 68-year-old male that is following the practice because of chronic kidney disease associated to obstructive nephropathy. This patient has been admitted 7 times with septic shock. He was just released from the hospital and he's coming back here for follow-up. This patient has deteriorated the kidney function, the serum creatinine. Is 1.9, the BUN is 33, and the estimate and the estimated year for this is 37 mL/min. Period. The reason for the obstruction is most likely BPH, but there is now a question whether or not there is UV junction bilaterally more apparent in the right than in the left. Period. The patient is under the care of urologist at Venn Health. He has a coming up recent appointment. He's recommended to talk to the doctor about the possibility of some type of intervention in order to relieve the obstruction that is the reason for the infection, period. I understand that the bacteria that was isolated during the hospital stay was resistant to most of the antibiotics. Number two, the patient has anemia related to CKD. He has a iron saturation of 11%. The patient is recommended to take iron, 1 tablet POBID. Following number, the patient has a diabetes mellitus that is under fair control. The patient doesn't check the blood sugar on daily basis. He says that it's always between 150 and 200. Following number, the patient is overweight. The body weight is 227 pounds with a BMI of 31. Following number of hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of statins. Following number, coronary artery disease status post PCIs in 2020. This is a very serious case of obstructive nephropathy. And with the danger of sepsis with lethal consequences. Revaluation in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospital stay. In the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes.